Hey, thanks for joining us on the No Limits Church podcast. This is a place to get equipped to make a difference for the kingdom of God. So get ready to be empowered by this message.
All right, so today we're going to dig into two prophetic words that have been spoken over this house. One was released last week, and one was released back in January. And we have such full lives that move so quickly that we tend to get excited when the prophecy is released, and then we go on with life as if it never happened. Whoopsie! How crazy is that, right? And that's why I'm bringing these two prophetic words back to the forefront today. We must value what God speaks to us through prophecy. So let me say that again. We must value what God speaks to us through prophecy. Prophetic words do not diminish the written word of God. We tend to we are like one or the other type of people. We're like, we're going to just put prophecy over on the side because we got the written word of God. Or, you know, some people go the other direction. It's like, we don't need the written word of God because we have prophecy. They go hand in hand. One does not diminish the other. They work together. They enhance each other. You can think of the Bible as our core instruction. That is our core instruction. You can think of prophecy as specific instruction for this house. This means that every prophecy from God will agree with the word of God. Aren't you glad we have the written word of God so that we can take this prophecy and compare it to make sure that it's right? So let's start with the prophecy released this past January. This is God's specific vision for this house that we call No Limits Church. It says, No Limits Church will occupy the city of Owosso until Jesus comes. Our leadership and influence will make Owosso a safe haven until he comes. So let me pause right here. I've read this to you many times over the past 10 months. But did you ever think this through? The part that I underlined there, we will make Owosso a safe haven. That means that there's something outside of Owosso that's dangerous. Did you ever put two and two together? And God has appointed us as the ones who create a wall of protection around our city. In other words, we are about to engage in a serious battle, but because we are here protecting our city, Owosso will remain a safe haven until Jesus comes. That's powerful. Let's continue on with this prophetic word where we get the specifics on how we accomplish this. We will occupy by owning businesses in Owosso, serving on city council and school board, and with three church locations, East, Central, and West Owosso. Pause. So in order to occupy the city, we have to occupy places of leadership in the city. If you agree with that, say amen. Amen. No Limits is a place of training for godly leaders. You come here to get equipped and built up so that you have what it takes to go occupy your place of leadership, whether it be in business or government or in the church. Not one's more important than the other. We have to be in all aspects of life. You may not feel like you're qualified, but since God's called you here, that means he's going to qualify you. Amen. All he needs from you is surrender. That's it. You don't need skills, you don't need experience, and you don't need loads of resources. So if you're discounting yourself because you lack one of those three things or maybe all three things, stop it. All you got to do is surrender. Simply surrender to God, and he's going to lift you into this place of leadership by his power. You don't want to do it in your own power. By his power. So look at the person next to you and say, you are called by God to lead. Tell them again because they didn't believe it the first time. Okay, third time. Tell them one more time. They need to hear it. You are called by God to lead.
Be joyful about it.
I like that. So let's continue on with this prophetic word where we find out what we're going to be known for. No Limits Church will be the talk of the city. People will say, that's where you go to meet Jesus. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and get healed and delivered. Notice it doesn't say that we'll be known for our amazing kids ministry. Or our talented worship team, or our celebrity pastor. All of these things that the American church has exalted are going to be brought to nothing in this season. Woo, I'm so thankful for that. We're getting back to the true gospel. It's all about Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit and the healing and the deliverance that comes as a result. Amen? And that's why the Lord did away with the standard American kids ministry here at No Limits Church. He just did away with it. And that's why we're not interested in putting on a show. God is refining us so that we can put our focus only on the things that matter, the things that he demonstrated for us in the Gospels. He showed us how to do this, and he made it really clear. I don't know how we ever got off doing our own. Well, actually, I do. We tend to just do that, right? Doing our own thing. But who's thankful? The Lord's correcting this place. So now for the last part of this prophetic word, which is like putting a bow on the whole thing. We will become the leading force in Owosso. No other organization will have the influence that we do, and we will steward the influence well. It'll be marked by righteousness. Did you know that when God releases a prophetic word, it can only be received by faith? Many have heard this word and thought, yeah, right, look at this little place. Look at this little, there's no way that this tiny church is going to accomplish this. People have thought that. And if that's where you are, you should probably go find another church. Because we're not going to tolerate that kind of unbelief here. Because it'll hinder what God wants us to do. But for everybody else, we're going to grab a hold of this by faith, and we're going to fulfill exactly what God has spoken over No Limits Church, because this is how God sees it. And so by faith, we think like God thinks. We don't look around here and say, we can't do that. No, we look at what God said, and we say, that's who we are. That's who we are. And it doesn't matter what we look like right now. Everything starts out small. Y'all, even Walmart started out small. Seriously. Don't despise small beginnings. Hold fast to what God said, and we will see it come to pass. Oh, and you're in for the ride of your life, those who hold fast to what, because it's coming to pass with or without you, but I want it to be with you. Next, let's dig into the prophetic word that was released last week during our 10:30 service. There is a time that's coming, says the Lord. I'm teaching you to follow my voice because you're about to go through a wilderness that you have never experienced before. Pause. We tend to think that all prophetic words should be encouraging. That's why Vista's laughing back there. She's like, oh, great. Maybe I should have highlighted the word wilderness. It's like the highlight of the prophecy, right? Woohoo, wilderness. But there's usually an element of warning in prophecy, usually. And really, it's still encouraging when you hear it through the heart of God. Because just like we will warn our kids whenever they're about to do something dangerous or something that will harm them, God does the same thing for us. He just issues a warning. And even in the first prophetic word we just went through, there was an element of warning. If we are to make Owosso a safe haven, that in itself is a warning. Something dangerous is coming. But not only will we be protected, we will create a barrier of protection for our city. But back to the prophecy on the screen. We're about to go through a wilderness we have never experienced before. Thank you, Lord. But what does that mean exactly? Well, the answer is found in Matthew chapter 4. And it says this: Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Why would the Spirit lead Jesus into the wilderness? Not just into the wilderness, but to be tempted by the devil. I mean, this just throws off our slap happy gospel. I mean, surely not. But it's pretty clear. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Oh man, this is a sermon everybody wants. But this is the event that launched Jesus into his ministry, where he went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil. It was like the catalyst. He spent 40 days in the wilderness. The devil did his best to destroy him, but all that really happened was it solidified the faith that Jesus had in his Father. He came out of that wilderness fully equipped to fulfill the will of the Father. He came out of the wilderness like a boss, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. You ain't going to shout for that. The Holy Spirit sent Jesus into the wilderness as his final preparation for fulfilling the prophecies that had been spoken over him in the Old Testament. Come on. Like this one. And when he comes, this is found in Isaiah chapter 35, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. The Holy Spirit sent Jesus into the wilderness as his final preparation to fulfill the prophecies that had been spoken over him. The Holy Spirit sent Jesus into the wilderness as his final preparation so that he could fulfill the prophecies that had been spoken over him. Are you getting it? So let's read the prophetic word again. There's a time that's coming, says the Lord. I'm teaching you to follow my voice because you're about to go through a wilderness you have never experienced before. Now you better shout for the wilderness. Woo! Thank you for the wilderness. It's the final phase of our preparation. You know it by the Spirit. What I'm saying is true. In as little as 40 days, we're going to come out of the wilderness and fulfill the prophecies that have been spoken over this house. The visions and the dreams that you've had about this house will be fulfilled as we come out of the wilderness. This place will be bursting at the seams. We're going to be healing all who are oppressed of the devil. Let's continue on with this prophetic word. So do not be afraid. Do not be alarmed. For this is the path that I have set before you. Come on, somebody. In the wilderness, we don't have to sit around and wonder if we did something wrong. Because this is the path that he has set before us, and we are walking in that path. We can be confident that this is God's path for No Limits Church, even in the wilderness. So do not be afraid, do not be alarmed. This is our final preparation. It's the final countdown. I can like hear that song in my head, right? Dun, 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 dun. Worship team, y'all should do that next week. Amen. Right? Oh, it's always the guitar player. Bring out anything rockish related, right? We're like, yeah, I'm in. That's what we got to do. This short journey through the wilderness is going to reveal everything in us that still needs to go. The Holy Spirit's going to purify us completely so that we're fully prepared for what's ahead. Let's continue. Know this, my word does light up the path. Stay close to my voice, stay close to my word, and you will stay on the path of protection. This reveals that there is a risk of getting off the path in the wilderness. But no need for that to happen to you because the Lord just revealed to you how you stay on the path. Stay close to God's word during this time so you can stay on the path. Now we're talking about his written word and his spoken word. You need to get in his written word, and you also need to revisit this prophecy. Come back to this prophecy often over the next 40 days in the wilderness so that you can remember the purpose behind what we are going through. Let's continue. My word does not change based on circumstances. That means we're going to see some circumstances that are contrary to what we think should happen. Right. My word does not change based on circumstances. I meant every word that I've written down. The word gives you life to your mortal bodies. Yes, you know, but it also gives life to those around you. Come on, this isn't just for us. It's for those around us. The life is going to fill us, and then it's going to spill out on everybody around us. The Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You cannot separate me from my word. So test everything you do, every circumstance, every prophecy, test it against my word, and you will see that I am true. For the path is narrow, says the Lord. You are not perfect, but do not misstep. Do not tease me, says the Lord. Obey quickly, for I have an abundant life for you, says the Lord. This is not a time to mess around. The Holy Spirit is going to be correcting you in the wilderness. So decide right now, I'm going to obey quickly whenever he corrects me. I'm just going to obey. So Lord, we come to you right now, and I ask for a fresh filling of the fear of the Lord. That healthy fear of the Lord that keeps us on the straight and narrow path. Bring that before us. Put it in our hearts, Lord. We want to fear you like we are supposed to. Fill us with that fear, that healthy fear of the Lord. Fill us now. And we will obey quickly. It's a pleasure to obey you, Lord. All right, let's continue. You will be protected because I am greater. Be still and know that I am God. My word is true and it will come to pass. So trust in me. Trust in me, says the Lord. So no matter how dark or how ugly the wilderness is, don't be afraid. Don't be alarmed. You're going to be protected by God Almighty. He promised you. And that's why you come back and you read this prophetic word, because you're going to be tempted to be afraid. You're going to be tempted to think, I'm going to die or something's going to happen to me or whatever, whatever, whatever. You come back to this word and you read this. You will be protected. Because I am greater. That's the promise, and that's what I'm standing on. So don't fret. Don't worry. Be still and know that he is God. His word is true, and it will come to pass. Glory to God. Let's take a moment and thank God for this prophetic word. Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving this to us last week. It's such an honor to hear from your voice, to hear from your spirit. I thank you that that prophecy is alive and well in this church, that we can get a download from heaven and hear what you say and hear what you think about this house, Lord. We do not despise prophecy, but we test prophecy with the word of God. And we've tested this prophecy and it aligns with your word. So we know it is you, we know it is your voice, and we thank you so much for showing us what's ahead. So we know what's coming and we know what to expect, and we can come out of this thing victorious, Lord. Lord. This is our final preparation for what's to come. So prepare us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. We submit ourselves to you and we surrender to you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now let's head to the book of Jude. If you have your Bible with you, go ahead and open to Jude. It's a very small book right before the book of Revelation. It's easy to skip over. So Jude chapter 1, verse 20. If the word of God is overwhelming to you, Jude is a great place to start because it's just one chapter. You'll feel encouraged when you get done with that. You're like, I read a whole book of the Bible. All right. This is going to make it clear what we should be doing in this time. Jude chapter 1, verse 20, it says this. But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourselves safe in God's love. And you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy to still others, but do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate their lives. Now, all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. Man, that's the joy that I've been talking about the last few weeks. He's going to bring us into his presence with great joy. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. Amen. We just received three simple instructions from the Word of God. Number one, build up each other's faith. Number two, pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. And number three, rescue those who are wavering. These are the three things that we need to be focusing on right now. Number one, build up each other's faith. How? Bring the word of God into every conversation. Remind each other about these prophetic words. Remember that prophetic word that we got at church? It will come to pass. This is how you build up each other's faith. Remind each other about those things. Refrain from speaking doubt. Don't let it come out of your mouth. And don't agree with others' doubts. When somebody is speaking doubt to your face, don't agree with it. Don't say, oh, I'm so sorry. Say, no, 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 no. That's not what the Word of God says. Strike down the doubt with the Word of God. Just strike it down. Don't strike them down. Don't strike them. Strike down the doubt. Overcome every doubt with the Word of God. That's how we build up each other's faith. I mean, aren't you guys thankful for Darla in our lives? She's like the queen of striking down doubt. Thank you, Darla, for being the example for us. She won't let you speak doubt to her face. She'll stop you and say, uh-uh, that's not what the Word of God says. And we need to do that for each other. How easy it is to get caught up in doubt. And that's why we need the body of Christ. You know, my wife will correct me in a quick second when I'm speaking doubt. And I'm so thankful. I don't even think she realizes she's doing it, but she's so on fire for the Word of God and the Lord that something even remotely doubtful comes out of my mouth. And she's like, oh, no. She corrected me right there in that moment with the, in the most clear, loving way. Who's got a great spouse to help you out? Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you don't, you have the body of Christ here to help you out. And if you want to like put it on steroids, pair up with Darla. If you're like, I want it all. I want all the correction. Darla's got you covered. She'll even bring the amplified into it. Whoop, woo. We love you, Darla. Thank you for being unwavering in the Word of God. Tim and Darla both, you guys do that as a pair. Number two, pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. How? Well, for those of you who already pray in tongues, you got to discipline yourself to do it more. Every day, multiple times a day. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion, as the Word of God would say. And for those of you who don't yet speak in tongues, we're going to take care of that here in a minute. Number three, rescue those who are wavering. How? Some need mercy, like the scripture said. Some need mercy. Others need a shocking correction, as if you're saving them from the flames of fire. And as you encounter people who are wavering in their faith, the Holy Spirit will reveal who needs what. The Holy Spirit will reveal who needs what. Whether through mercy or shocking correction, be obedient no matter how uncomfortable it is. How many of you have had one of those moments where the Holy Spirit just stirs you to go give a shocking correction to somebody? And you're like, eh. Yeah. Those are times when you need to get an eternal perspective. He's doing that because it's very important for this person's eternity. And if you refuse to be obedient, they may not get another chance. And that's what should stir you. That's what should motivate you to just go do it anyway, no matter how uncomfortable it is. And I'm just going to give you a heads up. Just because the Holy Spirit led you to give a stern correction or a shocking correction to somebody doesn't mean they're going to receive it whenever you do it. It doesn't mean the glory is going to fall and you guys are going to be crying and weeping on the floor and they're going to be so thankful that you came and brought them that shocking correction. Actually, I've yet to see that happen. Usually it causes a bit of tension in the relationship. Maybe just for a few hours, maybe for a few days, maybe for a few months. But you have to trust that the Lord knows what he's doing. And keep praying for him. But don't just go out correcting people because you think, you know what I'm saying? Only do that kind of stuff if you're led by the Spirit to do that stuff. I don't think I need to say any more on that. You get it. Rescue those who are wavering. Who knows somebody who's wavering? Raise your hand. Somebody in your family, your friends? Yeah. So now for those of you who are ready to pray in the Spirit, today's the day. This is a gift of the Holy Spirit that's available to everybody who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. No one's left out. This is for everyone, and everyone benefits from it. When you pray in the Spirit, you pray the perfect will of God. When you pray in the Spirit, you pray the perfect will of God. When you pray in the Spirit, you edify yourself. You build yourself up so you can become exactly who God has called you to be. You won't know what you're praying, but you can be confident because of what the Word of God says, that you are praying perfect prayers as the Holy Spirit fills your spirit with this language that you don't understand. And then you yield to that language by opening your mouth and speaking it. You can trust God that he is praying forth perfect prayers that are perfectly aligned with his will. And they're building you up and they're edifying you and they're edifying others and they're edifying the body of Christ. Oh, when you pray in the Spirit. In these last days, every Christian needs the ability to pray in the Spirit more than ever. Every Christian needs the ability to pray in the Holy Spirit. Every Christian needs the ability to pray in the Holy Spirit. And before I open up the altar for you guys to come up and receive that who want it, I want to just share a quick testimony. We were watching a revival at Jensen Franklin's church that was happening this last week. Jensen Franklin is a mighty man of God. He's one of the few mega churches out there that stayed true to the Word of God throughout this whole COVID season, and it's been an encouragement to watch. So revival is breaking out at his church because of his obedience, and it's incredible to watch. And this past Friday, they gave an invitation for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, just like I'm giving you today. And in a room of thousands, at least 1,000 people came up to receive the Holy Spirit. At least 1,000 people. I mean, incredible. Shocking. In a mega church. They were having a service just like ours, in a room full of thousands of people. They were yielding to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was moving. They were speaking in tongues. It was awesome. So encouraged. And it just kind of expanded my perspective of what can happen. You know, we tend to put ourselves in this limiting belief that what we have here at No Limits Church, this freedom to move in the Spirit, can only happen in a small room with a small group of people. But it's not true. I just watched it with my own eyes. Thousands of people. Every Christian needs the ability to pray in the Spirit.
Man, that was good, wasn't it? Help us get God's word out to everyone who needs it by partnering with us financially. Your generous giving is what enables us to make a difference for the kingdom of God. Visit nolimits.fyi to give securely online. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a message. And thanks again for listening. Now let's go make a difference.